The century of the school. Our cognitive biases will only keep causing trouble for as long as we are unaware of them. Eventually, new, fully functional educational systems will help us to knowledge and wisdom. As we learn to trust computers, we will learn to stop relying on easily corruptible career politicians. The educated voter democracies of the future will stand as a powerful machine, helping us manage our cities and earth with wisdom of the crowds. The world before us lost 99% of its species. The climate is ever-changing. The layer of oxygen that we all rely on is extraordinarily thin. And most of the earth is ocean. And the rest requires that we protect ourselves from elements. While we are bound to this planet chemically, Earth has never really relied on us for anything. We are not the destroyers, nor is the Earth. We are simply yet to be fully awakened caretakers and maintainers. We need a more powerful educational system, one that reaches deep into all corners of humanity. From Yawanawa, Romani, Maasai, Samoyeds, Rotumans, and Hawaiians. We all have to come together now as a single family. What must connect us is education, which is just a path to knowledge and wisdom. Whoever we are, and whatever we think we are doing, we are made much better by inheritance of knowledge and wisdom, which in turn begets compassion and empathy, and the very cure for our cognitive biases. The love of the human family, and the insight and understanding it entails. It's okay to have made mistakes. It is just our cognitive biases and lack of education and poverty and fear. But it is not okay to stay within the confines of those mistakes. Earth needs our help. The animals need our help too. And we can't help them without education and the unity it entails. All it will take is storytellers and lovers of science and knowledge and narrators reading it all in the many languages of the world. May this century become the century of the school. A tiny audio player, perhaps a solar-powered school on a chip, or free access satellites that truly bring the internet to all. We don't have to love all of humanity at first. Just the tigers, the big pussycats. 3,890 left. Let us come together now. Let us help Earth and all of her inhabitants. And where education leads, the nations will follow.